This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Glad you're back for Part 2 of the show. If you're just joining us, oh, what you missed in the first hour. They'll never let us do that again. See, that's why you have to be here on time every week. Actually, nothing scandalous happened in hour number one, but we've still got part two of the show yet, so there's plenty of time. Actually, what we are doing today is going into the music vault and just randomly selecting records to play. Dealer's Choice is our theme. And for the countdown today, we have the big records from the third weekend of February in 1953. Now, earlier we heard Joni James doing Why Don't You Believe Me? That was at number 7. But it was coming down the charts. This one's moving up. At number 5, Have You Heard?
Did he say we're through? Has he found someone new? Have you seen the way he looks now? Does he act the same when he hears my name? Does he say who's to blame? My arms are empty, my nights are long and lonely, I miss I love him so. Have you heard of their wedding day? Rumors come and go, still I'd like to know if it's true. Won't you tell me? Have you heard? Have you heard of their wedding day? Rumors come and go, still I'd like to know if it's true. Won't you tell me?
Song number 5 on the Billboard sales chart this week, Joni James and Have You Heard? Again, accompanied by the Lou Douglas Orchestra. It would move one spot higher for its peak, and it would be her second million seller. We're looking back 73 years on today's Seems Like Old Times, and it's movie time. Short subjects include Up in Daisy's Penthouse from the Three Stooges. The boys try to keep their old man from marrying a showgirl who's up to no good. For cartoons, there's Fool Coverage. Daffy Duck sells life insurance to Porky Pig. And there's Forward March Hare. Bugs Bunny gets the wrong draft order, but shows up for service anyway. He does great on the eye test.
Ben, I want you to read as much of this chart as you can.
ATWRKLNOCWODRKGSOLPYKLONDCRPLD Acme Eye Test Chart, printed by the United States Printing Office, Washington, D.C., Reg U.S. Pat Off.
For the main features, there's the animated Peter Pan with the voice of Bobby Driscoll, and plenty of laughs in Abbott and Costello Meet Captain Kidd. Now there's also The Great Adventure of Captain Kidd with Richard Crane and David Bruce, and Against All Flags with Errol Flynn and Maureen O'Hara. The thriller Niagara with Marilyn Monroe and Joseph Cotten. The Lawless Breed has Rock Hudson and Julie Adams. There's The Naked Spur with Jimmy Stewart, Janet Leigh, and Robert Ryan. Come Back Little Sheba has Burt Lancaster and Shirley Booth. Robert Mitchum and Gene Simmons are in Angel Face. There's Member of the Wedding with Julie Harris, Ethel Waters and Brandon DeWilda, My Cousin Rachel with Olivia de Havilland and Richard Burton, Ruby Gentry stars Jennifer Jones and Charlton Heston, and The Bad and the Beautiful with Lana Turner and Kirk Douglas.
I drink what I want, see who I want.
Queen, my lord.
Who knows? Someday I may even get married.
You should have died here, officer.
To a nice, upright, assistant.
And make him miserable for the rest
tomorrow
of his life.
Tomorrow,
because you're a Loris, haunted, born to live by make-believe. Look at you. You're acting now, playing the doomed daughter of the great man. Well, let me tell you something. The acting isn't good enough. It's a cheap performance of a bit player, not a star. And that's all it'll ever be until you can pull yourself out of this tomb.
Ouch.
Until you can see people as they really are. Yourself as you really are.
Equaling their small screen success with the big screen are Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. They've got a hit with The Long, Long Trailer. There's Esther Williams with Victor Mature in Million Dollar Mermaid. Moulin Rouge with Jose Ferrer. A remake of The Jazz Singer with Danny Thomas and Peggy Lee. And Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis are back in The Stooge.
You think I'm drunk. Well, they say in a Klondike, farm a little, garn a lindo.
Garn a lindo.
You know what that means? Stinking drunk. So let's have a little drink.
Oh, no. You're going to bed.
Going to bed? Sure. I don't know anybody in bed.
Also playing is Hans Christian Andersen with Danny Kaye. Now, the soundtrack is the number one album in the country this week, and one of the songs from the film is at number 4 on the Billboard charts. But not by Danny Kaye, it's Julius La Rosa, Anywhere I Wander.
Her arms were warm as they welcomed me. Her eyes were fire bright. And then I knew that my path must be through the ever-haunted night. But anywhere I wander, anywhere I roam, till I am in the arms of my darling again, my her tears were silver as morning dew, as she bade me goodbye. And every tear was a promise true that our love would never die.
Maybe the most popular singer on The Arthur Godfrey Show. That's Julius La Rosa, Anywhere I Wander. With orchestration by Archie Blyer, that was at number 4 this weekend in 1953. And while television is the growing medium, network radio still has a solid following, especially the soap operas. With The Romance of Helen Trent, Our Gal Sunday, Aunt Jenny's Real Life Stories, and Ma Perkins. We like Arthur Godfrey time in the morning, along with the game shows Double or Nothing and Strike It Rich. The most listened to show on the weekend stars over Hollywood, just edging out True Detective Mysteries. There's Counter Spy, and Saturday morning cooking tips with Mary Lee Taylor. In syndication, there's I Was a Communist for the FBI. That ran on more than 600 stations, far more than if it had been on a network. It starred Dana Andrews as Matt Savetic.
I must ask you, Savetic, why do you live here under a false name without the knowledge of the party?
Personal reasons.
Suppose I tell your chief, or the control commission of this rather singular secret you've been keeping from them. What will they think?
What do you think they'll think?
They might strongly suspect FBI.
Well, for the top network primetime shows, CBS has 9 of the top 10, with Suspense and My Little Margie. Groucho Marx and You Bet Your Life is the only NBC entry. Then it's Life with Luigi, Our Miss Brooks, The Lux Radio Theater, People Are Funny, Bergen and McCarthy, Jack Benny, and number 1, Amos and Andy.
Well, girls, there's only one thing that I can say after a meal like that. Where is the bicarbonate of soda?
Son-in-law, you mean you don't like the meal?
Yes, George, that was a wonderful New England boiled dinner.
Oh, so that's what it was. Yeah, well, I'm glad you identified it there. New England boiled dinner. Listen, if the Pilgrims ever ate that stuff before they went out to fight the Indians, instead of Ike, we'd have Chief Sitting Bull in the White House right now.
That's Charles Correll as Andy Brown. He and Freeman Gosden were number 1 on the radio this year in 1953 with the Amos and Andy Show. Well, let's get back to the countdown now, and Billboard magazine says song number 3 is the Gaylords' Tell Me You're Mine.
Oh, my wonderful one, how I adore you through the day and the night. I'm longing for you. Won't you tell me you care? Oh, I implore you while the stars above shine. Oh, a new world I'll find if you'll tell me you're mine. Oh, I've wanted to tell you, my dear, just what I feel in my heart. Per un bacio d'amor, oh bella bruna, ti darò tutto il cuor al chiar di luna, un tuo bacio d'amor. Oh, che fortuna, voglio dirti ancora, ti darò tutto il cuore per un bacio d'amore. Oh, my wonderful one, how I adore you through the day and the night. I'm longing for you. Won't you tell me you care? Oh, I implore you while the stars above shine. Oh, a new world I'll find if you'll tell me you're mine. If you'll tell.
That's the 3-man group from Detroit known as the Gaylords. They are Ronnie Gaylord, Burt Holiday, and Don Ray. And that's their first hit, Tell Me You're Mine. It made it to the runner-up spot and sold 1 million copies. Well, let's give you a bonus tune from this weekend in 53. Down at number 15 on the sales survey, we see Ralph Flanagan's orchestra. But it's the 8th most played song on radio. It's Hot Toddy.
Thank you.
That's the Ralph Lanigan Orchestra and Hot Toddy. That peaked at number 7 on the radio chart this year. The 7th top 10 for the 33-year-old from Lorain, Ohio, who was the pianist and arranger for Sammy Kaye. One of the musical memories from February 1953 on Today Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we have randomly selected records in the showcase. Yeah, in the music vault I have a section labeled Various. For some reason, I didn't categorize them at the time. Most of these I played many, many years ago, and some might not have gotten played. But again, for some reason, they didn't get put into the year they were recorded, or a theme, or an artist. And I guess I should go through these and put them in the proper sections. But anyway, I picked out this tune to help shake us from the winter doldrums. Of course, it's summer in the Southern Hemisphere. The origin of this song, Agua Jiba Bear, played here by Walter Wanderley. Wanderley Trio, Agua Jiba Bear. The translation is water to drink. The music from Antonio Carlos Jobim, and the lyrics by Vinicius G. Moraes. And the Wanderley Trio recorded that in 1967. Next up, Buddy Greco.
That's why the lady. That's why the lady. That's why the lady is a tramp. Tramp. Ooh. She gets too hungry for a dinner at 8 now. Hates the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with the people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. Don't go to crap games with the barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem and Irma's and pearls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair, a life without care. She's broke, and that's so. Hates California, it's so smoggy and damp. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She gets massages, she cries and she moans. Tells Slenderella just to leave her alone. She's not so hot, but her shape is her own. That's why the lady is a tramp. The food at Sardi's is great, no doubt. But she doesn't know what Moe tells her about. She puts in a dime and some ice comes out. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, a fresh wind in her face. Diamonds and lace, no got, so what? For Rod Steiger, she whistles and stamps. That's why the lady is a tramp. Now, she don't know the reason for cocktails at five. She don't like flying, but I'm glad I'm alive. I crave affection, baby, but not when I drive. That's why the lady is a tramp. Now, she flew down to London and left me behind. I missed the crowning, but I didn't mind. She won't play Scarlet and Gone with the Wine. It's got a rhyme. That's why the lady is a tramp. Now, I'd like to hang her hat wherever I please and fly with a breeze. An Odoa, hi-ho, she thinks that Marciano is still a great big champ. That's why the lady is a tramp. Now, she goes down to Coney and she thinks the beach is divine. She goes to the ball games and thinks the Yankees are fine. Why, she reads Walter Winchell and understands every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. Now, she likes to go rowing down a Central Park lake. She digs a prize fight that isn't a fake. Why, she even goes to the opera and stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. Now, I like the green grass under my shoes. Now, what can I lose? She's flat, and that's that. She's all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
The Lady is a Tramp has been done by, well, everybody. And that's not really a stretch. But no one has done it like Buddy Greco. It was the recording that put him on the map. A million seller from 1960 from his album, My Buddy. Well, back to the big band days now. Here's the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with Helen O'Connell. One Sweet Letter From You.
Not fair, and you don't care for me dearly. Drop me a line if you just sign your sincerely. You know that I'm praying the night and day through, just hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you. Thank you. 7 day through. Just hoping I'll get one sweet love letter from you. Why don't you drop me a line?
One Sweet Letter From You, first done by Benny Goodman's orchestra with Louise Tobin on the vocals. But there, Jimmy Dorsey and the band featuring Helen O'Connell from 1939. We're randomly choosing records today on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today it's the third week of February, 1953. And now let's take a look at sports. College basketball. The losing streak is over for the University of Chicago. After dropping 45 straight games over a three-year span, they finally won one, 65-52, over the Navy Pier branch of the University of Illinois. The number one team in the country is Indiana. They beat Kansas in the NCAA final. In the NIT, Seton Hall downed St. John's. And the country's leading scorer this year is Frank Selvey of Furman. In the NBA, the Minnesota Lakers would win the championship over the Knicks in five games behind George Mikan. In the NHL, Detroit's dominating the regular season thanks to Gordie Howe, 49 goals and 46 assists. But the Red Wings would be upset by Boston in the playoffs. Then the Bruins would lose to Montreal for the Stanley Cup. Some baseball news, the Hall of Fame passes over Joe DiMaggio in his first year of eligibility. They select instead pitcher Dizzy Dean and outfielder Al Simmons. The Athletics have changed the name of Scheib Park to Connie Mack Stadium in honor of their longtime owner and manager. August Bush has bought the Cardinals for $3.75 million and pledges not to move the team from St. Louis. And in Korea, Marine Captain Ted Williams finished his first combat mission as a jet pilot in a 200-plane strike at a Red Supply Center near Pyongyang. Williams' Panther jet was struck by ground fire and started to blaze. With a dead radio, wing flaps and wheels stuck, and the airspeed indicator out, he nursed his jet back to the nearest forward air base where he walked away from a crash landing. And in figure skating, 17-year-old Tinley Albright became the first U.S. woman ever to win the world figure skating title. Stricken with polio at age 11, her father, a Boston surgeon, told her to continue skating because exercise is what she needed for her weakened muscles. Albright plans to enter Radcliffe College next fall and be a physician. And five-time men's champ Dick Button is now a pro and at Harvard Law. And coming out of his shadow is 19-year-old Colorado College sophomore Hayes Jenkins to win the world crown. And that's a look at sports from this weekend in 1953. And back on the charts, we're up to number two with Perry Como.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights.
Too many stars.
Too many stars.
Too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. To be alone.
Too many nights all alone.
Oh, please keep your heart while we are apart. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. Daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. You're the only one.
Year-old Perry Como, still a hitmaker. At number two this weekend, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. He was accompanied by the Ramblers, and that was down after 5 weeks at number one, his ninth chart topper of all time and his 10th million seller. Well, let's head out to the stores this third weekend of February 1953 and see what the price tags are showing. Looking for a television? Well, the Admiral TV table model was $200, the console was $300, the RCAs cost a little bit more. I see a dinette set being advertised, 30 by 40, with an 8-inch leaf, formica top, wingback chrome wraparound chairs. It comes in gray, red, or yellow mother-of-pearl, just $70. Need a refrigerator, the Kelvinator is $330. And of course you'll need something to go in it. How about ground beef, 45 cents a pound? Chuck roast, also 45 cents a pound. 63 cents a pound for bacon, a dozen eggs are 50 cents. Two packages of Rice Krispies going for 29 cents. Flour, a 5-pound bag, 49 cents. Peanut butter, 35 cents a jar. Potatoes, a 50-pound bag, $1.99. And oranges are going for 49 cents a dozen. Clothes washing detergent, get the giant package for 71 cents. And that's the price for any of the big names, Dreft, Tide, Cheer. For Ivory soap, 3 bars for 23 cents. And for the pearly whites, Colgate toothpaste, 40 cents.
Now, just one brushing with Colgate Dental Cream removes up to 85% of decay and odor-causing bacteria. Yes, just one brushing with Colgate's instantly stops unpleasing breath in 7 out of 10 cases that originate in the mouth. And if you really want to stop decay, be sure to follow the Colgate way. Over a 2-year period, the Colgate way of brushing teeth right after eating stopped more decay for more people than ever before reported in dentifrice history. X-rays showed no new cavities whatever for almost 2 out of 3 people. And only the Colgate way does all 3. Cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth and stops most tooth decay. So for a cleaner, fresher mouth all day, always use Colgate Dental Cream. Remember, just one brushing with Colgate Dental Cream removes up to 85% of the bacteria that cause unpleasing breath and tooth decay.
Brush your teeth with Colgate. Colgate Dental Cream, it cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
While it cleans your teeth.
Thank you, singers and announcer, for those words from this weekend 73 years ago. Hey, and while we're out shopping, let's stop by the record store and pick up this one. It's the Ralph Martiri Orchestra. They do Pretend. Thank you. Born Christmas Eve, 1914, in Acerra, Italy. That's Ralph Martiri. He was billed as the Caruso of the trumpet, and that was his first big hit as a band leader, Pretend. Even though it would become associated with Nat King Cole, whose version had just entered the charts this week, Ralph Martiri's original had already peaked at number 6 on the disc jockey chart, but it was down to number 11 this weekend in 1953. Well, let's get another random selection in now. That's our theme today. Back to 1946 for the Pied Pipers. They're on Easy Street.
Oh, so nice here on Easy Street. I'd love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around all day. Just sit and play the horses. Life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments you must meet. That makes your hair turn gray. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune's made. And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone, if I could live on Easy Street, wouldn't want no job today, so please go away. When opportunity comes knocking, keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know you got it made. And if the sun gets you down, keep a small boy around to plant trees so you can have a shady easy street.
I'm beat.
Telling all the cats I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, wouldn't want no job today.
The Pied Pipers, June Hutton, Clark Yoakam, Hal Hopper, and Chuck Lowry. Easy Street. They were accompanied by the Skip Martin Orchestra. And just a fun little fact, the group performed this number on songs by Sinatra, Frank Sinatra's radio show. Of course, they're both alumni of the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And that aired almost to the day 74 years ago, February 13th, 1946. Well, they didn't make the charts with that record, but they did make the playlist today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we cross the finish line, let me remind you about the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Go there to check out our list of affiliates, our show schedule, and, of course, the wildly popular Listen Now page. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Drop me a line, let me know you're listening, maybe you have a request or a theme idea. Open to take those as well, or if you just want to say hello, that'd be great. Hey, and spread the word about the show. Tell your friends, tell your local station. If they're not running it, well, they should be. And if your local station is running the show, well, be sure to tell them thanks. All right, time for one more pick out of the various collection from the Music Vault. Here's Anita Bryant.
My lucky stars above, I'm one of the lucky ones. When you are there to hold me close, when we days are done, I tell myself a thousand times I'm one of the lucky ones. You are the only reason why my hopes run higher than the sky. There's nothing in this world to fear when you are near, so very near. And when I tell me this, you're one of the lucky ones too. You're one of the lucky ones too.
From 1960, there's Anita Bryant and One of the Lucky Ones. One of our random record selections today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year, 1953. And in the news headlines, back in January, before leaving office, Harry Truman announced that the United States had developed a hydrogen bomb. One of the biggest issues for the new president came a week and a half ago, as Dwight Eisenhower refused a clemency appeal for Ethel and Julius Rosenberg. Time magazine wrote, in the death house at Sing Sing, Julius Rosenberg and his wife Ethel listened intently as the special news bulletin came in over the prison radio. President Eisenhower, after due deliberation, refused to commute their death sentences. The two convicted atom spies were guilty of a hideous crime against mankind, the president said, and they must atone for it with their lives. Their crime of giving atomic and other secrets of the first magnitude to Russia involves the deliberate betrayal of the entire nation and could very well result in the death of many, many thousands of innocent citizens. In Kenya, a state of emergency was declared in October because of the uprising of the anti-colonial group called the Mau Maus. In late January, the world was shocked by the death of 6-year-old Michael Ruck, murdered by the rebels along with his parents. One of the servants of the family was part of the gang. There was natural devastation in early February as the North Sea flood has killed more than 1,800 people in southwestern Netherlands and more than 300 in the United Kingdom. And of course, American troops are still in Korea. UN bomber planes of every type struck mercilessly at the communists in northwest Korea this weekend. American Sabre jet fighters in their eighth straight day of victorious aerial combat destroyed, damaged, or likely destroyed 10 MiG jets and 49 in 8 days. In ground fighting on the Western Front, UN infantrymen broke up what apparently had been planned to be the kickoff of the biggest Chinese communist attack of the new year. And that's what was making news here in February of 1953. And at the top of the Billboard music charts this weekend, it's the second number one record for 21-year-old Teresa Brewer.
Till I waltz again with you, let no other hold your charms. If my dream should all come true, you'll be waiting for my arms. Till I kiss you once again, keep my love locked in your heart. Darling, I'll return and then we will never have to part. Though it may break your heart and mine, the minute when it's time to go, remember, dear, each word divine that meant I love you so. Till I waltz again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light. Till I waltz again with you,
to part, though it may break your heart and mine, the minute when it's time to go. Remember, dear, each word divine that meant I love you so, till I waltz again with you. Just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true. For you are my guiding light, my light, my light. I will keep my promise true, till I waltz again with you.
That's Toledo, Ohio's Teresa Brewer, Until I Waltz Again With You, accompanied by the Jack Plyce Orchestra. That was her second million seller. It was her first top 10 since her last number one, Music, 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 in 1950. Teresa Brewer would stay atop the jukebox charts for a total of 7 weeks, and she was at number one this weekend in 1953. Well, that's it for today's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.